Hey, what are you doing in here?
I'm sorry, that was so mean of me. I am practically frightened. No, it's okay. Shh. I'm not gonna eat you. Stop freaking out.
Aren't I a monster? Well, yes, I'm a monster. I'm a monster girl. Well, I'm old enough to be a monster lady or woman, but, you know, girl sounds so much more fun, doesn't it? But yes, I am a monster. I mean, if you wanted me to, I could be like, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But it's very unattractive and kind of intimidating and, you know, it's just not really my thing. I'm a gentle sort of monster. Yeah, I probably couldn't hold up against all the other monsters. I mean, my size does help intimidate most of them, but, you know. I mean, I hear monster girls are the thing nowadays, aren't they? Well, you know, I mean, I don't have cable or anything, but, I mean, it's the 21st century, okay? We've kind of, we're up on the times, too, a little bit, you know? What am I? Oh, well, can't you tell? I mean, come on, look at me. What are you looking at? What do you see? So I've got this beautiful, gorgeous snow white fur all over my body. I mean, in the places that it's not, you can see very smooth, clean flesh. I do have these claws. Oh, and I have these little horns up here. If I just move my fur a little bit, you can see them a little better. And I have claws on my feet. Oh, I know, my feet are so, so big. Kind of comes with the whole species thing, you know. Yeah. And yes, I'm sure you've noticed my teeth are quite sharp and long. But if you also notice, no blood anywhere. See? So I'm not going to eat you. I haven't eaten a human in practically forever. No, I mean, I'm all about the food chain, and I am a girl who likes her meat, but no reason to pick off stray mountain climbers. Why would I? You're just out here looking for adventure, and usually one of you gets lost. We have a small situation here. See, you're not the first human to stumble into my cave. No, I mean, there's a reason I'm in it. It's warm, and it's safe. And, it's kind of homey, don't you think? I mean, I've tried my best. But the safety of my cave that you sought out has given you witness to this magical creature before your eyes with her curves and feminine wiles. And here's the issue. I kind of like my privacy. And, I'm sure you kind of like living, so here's the deal that I've offered every stray mountain climber that's come through, that's gotten separated, that just needs a chance to get warm and, you know, before they ford back out there, down the mountain. And I actually know the way you should go, exactly. I've lived here for, well, they say don't ask a girl about her age, but I've lived here long enough to know exactly how to get down. And that's during a blizzard, when you can't see anything. I operate by smell. It's necessary out here. Well, when you blend in, most creatures up here blend right into the snow. You wouldn't even know it. You've actually probably walked by a couple other monsters and didn't even. You're lucky you even made it to my cave. Some monsters aren't as nice as me. Oh, don't get me wrong. They're all beautiful. Some of them even downright promiscuous looking. But some of them are very deadly, and they wouldn't think twice about harming a hair on your head. Me? I've got plenty of hair, as you can see. I don't have any use for yours or your skin. But the winter nights get cold and lonely, especially this time of year. So I'll make you a deal. Like I said, the same deal I've given every mountain climber that's come through my cave. In exchange for your quiet, I offer you haven. I have food and water, obviously shelter, and me. I offer protection. The cost for your quiet and all of this, and all of these amenities, is simple. I want cuddles. Why are you so shocked? Just because I'm a monster girl doesn't mean I don't like cuddles. In fact, I love them. Look at this body. I was made for them. My fur may look like fresh, pure snow, but it's not cold. It's very warm, very soft. And one of the most wonderful things in the world to me is being entangled in the arms of another while they softly stroke my fur. So, that's my offer. You get all of the safety and all this stuff, and I just ask that you stay quiet. Don't tell my secret. Don't come looking for me again. Well, I mean, unless you really want to, but the cost will always be the same. And it's also dangerous. You're lucky you even found my cave. But that and cuddles. That's all. And you look rather cold right now. Maybe we should start with some cuddles and then you can get some food. Yeah, we don't want you getting like hypothermia or anything. So come on, here we go. Yeah, this is furs and stuff like that, but I promise it won't get too hot. Well, I think you should take off your top layer because I don't want you to get my furs all wet. No. There you go. Okay, now come down. Yeah. You're rather nice. Thank you, it is very soft. I'm very proud of it. Oh, this feels so good. I love cuddling. Yeah. It's just something about it. Oh, yes, please. Please. I don't care if your hands rub my fur or scratch it or anything. And it feels great. It's funny. I always have this joke that my cave is a little slice of paradise, but the one thing missing is human contact. Get it? Because I'm not a human, I'm a Yeti. But that's the phrase they use. Yeah. Thank you. I know, this fur does cover up a lot of them, but I still have curves and soft breasts and hips and a bum and all those things that are lovely and squishy to cuddle against. Yes. Oh, isn't this relaxing? Yeah. It's been a big day for this snow yeti. Well, I mean, I know where everything is out there, but this mountain, I go up and down it several times a day. Yeah, what do I do? Oh, well, sometimes don't tell anybody. But kids, sometimes I play little games on other mountain climbers, like, play something weird inside their bag, like a rock, a small one, I don't want to weigh them down, or a pine cone, something that, like, is totally not up here. It's always funny to watch their faces. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? I do some hunting. I only hunt as much as absolutely necessary. The snow helps me preserve everything, so I don't have to hunt so often. I can keep my food nice and cold and preserved until it's time to eat. Mm-hmm. Though I do have to forage. Foraging out, berries and, roughage and things like that. It's a little more work. But you just gotta know where to look. Mm-hmm. This isn't the only cave on the mountain. Some of them house some very, very lovely waterfalls and little forests inside. It's quite surprising if you ever go inside of one. You do have to know how to deal with the natives inside. Mm-hmm. Well, some of them have little tree nymphs, and there's fairies who sometimes get kind of mischievous, as sweet as they are. And like I said, there are some deadly ones. But here you're warm and safe in my arms. It sounds like you're getting tired too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope you don't mind that you're the little spoon. I didn't really ask, but let's be honest here. I'm quite big compared to you. Yeah. So, you can be my little spoon. Most humans are. And I like that. I protect. But now we sleep. And when we wake up, we'll get some food. And if you're ready, then I guess you can go back out in the storm. Or you could stay a little longer. I've got plenty here. You know, the longer you stay, the more of a sensation it is when you're found. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. One mountain climber. Yep. She stayed in my cave for 7 days. Mm-hmm. They thought she was dead for sure. And then, she just came down the mountain. Yep. Mm-hmm. She didn't realize how much attention she would get for it. We just kind of got lost in each other. Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's lonely up here for me too. Sometimes the easy companionship of cuddles and food and taking a break from the normal every day. It's worth disappearing a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let's sleep now. Oh, and don't be frightened if I snore. Yeah, it may sound like a small growl. But I would never eat you, and you're totally safe, so. Okay. Good night, my new little cave dweller.